Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. If you want episodes early, bonus episodes, special guest interviews, and other perks, please consider supporting us on Patreon, which will give you all of those things for the price of one coffee cup per month. You can find us at patreon.com/pequeñopod, P-E-Q-U-E-N-O pod. Otherwise, enjoy this free episode, and I hope you have an awful day.
We skipped a topic, by the way, Lively, last time that you... you included. I thought you'd really want to touch on this very deep topic. Taylor Swift made another album that nobody asked for to fund more mansions and ballooning.
Yeah. Well, now it's been out for like a second, but like on my birthday was when she released it. And my friends were like, they were like,
because she hates you.
And then I saw she, like, posted a music video or something, uploaded a music video where it was, like, her stepping on the scale and it just says, like, fat. And I was like, does she even know that when I was in middle school, she was, like, the top thing that gave me an eating disorder? That was, like,
she didn't personally.
She personally did.
No, it was her.
Personal for me.
I was actually defending her with that. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's her personal struggle with it. But I mean,
how do you have
like,
an eating disorder? Just.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what she was personally saying was different than I feel like what everyone criticized her for, and she ended up taking it out.
Just eat it. Words. It's just because, like, and when I was in middle school, I swear, like, every guy was, like, obsessed with the Taylor Swift, like, body type, and I didn't get it because she was like just like straight, and I was like this is so like not flattering. And I was like, this is so like not flattering to me, like that she doesn't look feminine at all, but like they're like, there's just something about her boyish figure and her girlish charm, and I was like, why is she like a teenager dating 30-year-olds? And now, like 15 years later, 10 years later or whatever, now she's commenting about how fucked up it is. But when I was in middle school, I thought it was fucked up. I was like,
yeah, Juliana knew before everyone did. By the way, no, what's on your wall is really cool.
It was just, oh.
Not to completely distract from your story about your eating disorder. I'm sorry.
Helping my brother put up his stuff.
This one's from Persona 5, the video game.
Definitely don't know what that is.
I walked in on my brother playing it, and there were just like butts. Like giant butts Let's everywhere go. Around the
My
the
kind of video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had.
Where can I buy it? Black Friday, I'm at the front doors.
My game brother stop. Literally had.
Give me the butt game.
Let me in.
Oh no, it's him again. He's already bought all the butt games in the store. You know there's porn online, ass. Right?
But I can't play the porn, can I?
I mean, you do to play the video.
Yeah, I was going to say, trust me, there's plenty of
That's
video
how you
games.
Watch them, son.
Dad, what are you doing here? I'm getting the game, of course, opening day of Black Friday. Aw, nice father-son moment.
Uh-huh.
Buying, sorry,
son.
They got any Black Friday deals on porn sites?
Do they?
No,
that's
I was
only
asking.
One way to find out.
Well, I just so happen to know.
Well, made my brand new. Well,
yeah,
if you go to something with a hamster.
Has Persona. He has Persona, the original version of this game, and then the Royale. I think.
No gerbils on this website. I'm so sorry. Go on.
We've interrupted her so many times. Everyone's gonna be like, "Yeah, they are sexist." Wow, they just will not.
I am. No.
Stop. What of it?
No. Oh,
enough about women's rights. Let's talk about women's wrongs.
Too many.
Taylor Swift. Oh my gosh. Again, any news I get is from Philip DeFranco, so shout out. She was selling tickets for the new concert.
I know, right? I was like, does nobody know him?
Fuck you. So
one person's gonna go over there.
I've never heard of this guy.
Fuck you. Anyway, so she was selling tickets to, I guess, her new concert, and like Ticketmaster was like major crashing. I know nothing about Ticketmaster. Apparently, like some other company bought them and combined several years ago, and there was like a hearing to make sure that like, oh, but it's all one company now, and the government was like, sounds good, and I guess they like are okay with it. And so this was like an opportunity, I guess, for everyone to be like, Ticketmaster's shit. And I guess they've done this for other artists and stuff. But like,
it's like saying like, I want like a cheese curl type of chip. Can't like, I just get, I don't want.
Damn it, Lays. Over encompassing company pizza.
Now I gotta eat Andy Capps.
Now I gotta chew on Tic Tacs and just pretend they're salty.
You ever see that picture of that guy at like a 4th of July parade and he's just eating like a block of cheese?
Yes.
I think about that image often.
I see, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one.
Is that all?
It's just a block of cheese. It's kind of impressive, one. To be honest.
It's like cheddar cheese, yeah.
Yeah, you can see like the teeth marks.
The teeth marks like grating it.
It's a horrendous image.
Isn't there a TikTok sound that's like, so you had a bad day and you eat a block of cheese and you eat a block of cheese and you eat some more cheese?
I wish
that's
I could
good.
Do
anyway.
That.
Okay.
It's funny.
You had to commit what?
I'm gonna kill myself. I gotta get out of here.
Please leave that in.
I don't cut out the embarrassing stuff I say. I just cut out racist things I say.
No, yeah. True.
That I'm cutting out.
No!
Yes!
No!
You know people are gonna use that in 5 years out of context.
Well, that's why you have this follow-up.
I'm too white and too straight.
I'm too white.
They can't handle
too
it.
Darn tootin'
you
straight.
Have to dabble in your options, Daniel.
Oh.
Expand. Expand your horizons and expand your anus. Anyway, so
hey.
Continue on.
I'd go along on that topic if, you know, we got time. But, yeah. Hey, I mean, how else was I going to get that sweet IBS medicine in me? So... Have we talked about that? I'm not kidding, by the way.
What? Do you use enemas?
I don't know what is.
What's
that is.
I'll show you on the Colorado.
Oh, no.
Why would we bring me the hose?
No, one of the medicines, I mean, this is when I wasn't in remission yet, and they were trying, like, everything. And one of them was, like, the steroid that's, like, he's like, all right, so it's a foam, and you jam it in your ass. And I was like... Huh? Oh. And he was like, are you sure you can do this? And I was like, yeah.
I do this
that.
With Cheese Whiz all the time.
What's the difference?
I'm a man of culture.
Cheese culture. Why do you think cheese Walmart cultures? Was out of cheese during COVID?
Why do you think they put a ban on aerosol?
Why do you think they put a picture of my face on the front door and said shoot him on sight?
Oh my god. The other day my dad bought a pack of one of those like cleaner things. You know, like those air spray cleaner things. I didn't know that they came in like
I know
packs
them too well.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know they came in packs of 12. And I was like, I feel like this is like feeding into the problem of people being addicted to inhaling those.
Oh, inhaling them, yeah. Yeah, because
oh,
yeah. That's what I do with
through
them.
Through their mouth? Through their nose?
That's what through I inhale, their... not through my ass.
Burns real good.
Like the barrier?
Smells awful clean in there.
For your asshole, it would get into the bloodstream much quicker. So?
Lively, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, I don't know. I've been so tired. I slept like two hours last night because there's like a windstorm here right now. Branches are hitting my house like every like 5 minutes. I don't know, my dog
cars
was just
keep hitting
sleeping.
My house, dude.
Yeah, I know.
People keep hitting the windows. Let us in, please,
various
god.
Various small dogs.
Various. I did see a little dog like just out by itself when I was driving earlier today and I was like...
Fido died, Lively.
This little white dog, like fluffy dog, and I just like stopped because it was in the middle
during
of the
windstorm.
Yeah,
it's
and
just
I was
in
like,
the middle of the road.
Yeah, and I was like, John, get out of the car and go check on that dog.
Well,
and
was like, then, go faster, John.
And then just like
bonus points.
It just looked like it was like running off to its owner or whatever. But like when I stopped, like it was just in the middle of the road. It was probably like a foot in length. It was like a tiny dog, and I was like,
"I thought you were gonna say a foot in the air."
I was flying from the wind. Yeah,
it's a power up.
It was really cold, and so I was like, "John, I'm just gonna stay in the car. You go like." pick up the dog because I texted like our family friend's kid and was like, oh, is the dog over there? I'm gonna bring her over to my house to play with my dog. I was on the phone with my dad and I was like, oh, the dogs are being crazy. And he was like, dogs? What? Who's over at the house right now? And I was like,
she sent him a picture of her feet.
The dogs are
they
out
are barking
today. They are out and about. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, John went in and like told her we were gonna grab her dog or whatever. And then John was like, no, nobody was home. I was like, yes, she was home. She was literally home, John. She waved at us. And then he was like, what? I thought you were like pretending to whip the wheel, not wave. And I was like, what are you talking about?
How aggressive do you wave, Lively?
Yeah, no kidding.
I know. I was like,
goodbye.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Everyone flinches when you say hi to them.
Yeah, my brother was like, the dog was already in the garage and she was ready to go. I didn't know there was anybody in the house. And I was like, no, she came out on the porch because she saw somebody like open her garage and take her dog. And so then I had to text her and say like, sorry that John just walked in on you sleeping and took your
John
dog.
John just stole your dog. I don't know what to do. Yeah. He's holding me at gunpoint in the car.
Yeah.
It's like an OJ situation.
No.
I think it's like an OJ.
I meant like she goes out on the highway and she's just avoiding cops in this car.
Oh, you're saying it. It's a chase. It's a chase sequence.
John killed your dog.
John killed your girlfriend. He full on murdered.
Okay, bye.
By the way, if you see a glove in the front yard, burn it. It's not mine. It's not John's. I mean, anyway. I got beaten up at the phlebotomist office. This weekend, I finally got the blood drawn. Segway.
I was going to ask if you ever saw Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
I couldn't eat anything for like 6 hours before going in, which that's usually the gap that most people take.
And that cut into my snack time.
It did, okay, because I eat every 4 hours. Even wow. At night. Anyway, so
even in the middle of the night.
No, I'm kidding.
Is it alarm set?
Yeah.
4 a.m. sandwich time.
Sandwich.
I'm just grilling a burger on my patio at 4 a.m.
Oh my god! I need to insert that image. Yeah, I was gonna say there's literally an image of Patrick Starr where he's like, "Oh boy, 4 a.m. and then he lifts like a Krabby Patty from under his pillow and he's like,
"I'm so glad you specified his last name because I wouldn't know who the hell you were talking about otherwise." Who is this Pat that you talk of?
Who's Patrick?
Who's Patrick? No, so I mean, normally I eat before getting the blood drawn, like because like staying hydrated and eating is like best for the blood flow. Nothing like a good Five Guys burger to grease up the old bloodstream.
Yeah, since when?
I mean, that's what I've always been doing because it's so difficult to get my damn blood. They're always like. Okay, maybe,
my blood is
I don't
like
know,
gelatin.
Cut your arm off before you come in. Like, they're telling
like
all these
dancing,
things to
like,
prep.
You're not going to get it today.
You got to be like, quicker than that.
And they're like, hey, you're going to get cancer. Stop. Come on.
Stand still.
My hair is falling out as I keep bobbing. They're like, just do you want the medicine or not, dude? Mm-hmm. No, so... I was a little worried going in, but this time I went into the hospital, not LabCorp, because the LabCorp here was in, like, a sewer grate. I was a little worried. So I went into the hospital. She got it on the first try, which, again, this is the second time in a row now this has happened on the first try. It's awesome. But
I made my veins bigger.
I've been exercising.
My pee-pee veins got bigger.
I have one vein that just goes from my ass to my head.
Purple vein.
I have no veins in my arms anymore. Just one noodle in the middle of my body.
Ew. That's your aorta.
What do you mean, ew?
It's like a gutter piece.
Yeah, it's like a gutter piece when it starts raining and it's just shooting fucking water out the back of it. That's my blood valve. My one blood valve. I don't have a heart. It's just like an enlarged pasta penne noodle.
That's like how bugs' blood works, you know? Crazy.
No, I don't know.
You're shocked by that, but that's like real. It's just like a bunch of... It's like one continuous thing.
You know, bugs.
It's like one big noodle.
Just naming.
I've never heard bugs described like this. You know, a big noodle. What?
Yeah. their Ooh. Blood. Like, they don't have a,
Patrick,
like,
what?
A heart to pump the blood through the way yeah. it circulates.
They just gotta move around very violently to get it all around.
Yeah.
They're walking, they're like...
Wait, no, no, no. Okay, so continue. They don't have a heart, and so that what?
Oh, it's kind of just like a bloodbath is what it describes it as. It's like it... Like, not a bloodbath, like, you're not... Not like this. It's like it, like, washes... over the organs at all times. The blood is always just, like, floating, free-floating, I guess.
So it's like a Ziploc baggie of blood.
Hey, okay. But in a noodle.
You know, that explains when I walk into my bathroom and surprise the one fly in a giant pool of blood. Just flies away. Anyway, these jokes suck. Back to the blood thing.
Making a mess! Anyway, talk about your...
Anyway...
So anyway, she got me on the first try, which is good. So I'm going through it. The problem is she needed 9 or 10 vials of blood, which I didn't know before going in. Eesh. I don't know what normal is, but that's a lot to me. So at about the 7th or 8th one, I start to feel the passing out thing coming on, and I'm like, fuck, here we go. So I I'm going to pass out. She's like, okay. So I punched her right in the tits.
No.
No. So I thought, I was like, I'm going to pass out. She's like, okay. And I'm like, no, I'm going to actually pass out. And she's like, oh, well, let me get you some ice packs. And she runs away and
yeah, it's going to stop you from
back.
Passing out.
Well, the cold presses, yeah.
You wake up, so you're like, so she's getting them. I'm fine now.
She's already like cutting my leg off. Oh, you're alive. Okay, well, you know. This is awkward.
All right, well.
yes, we don't need this anymore. But like, so she runs out to go get the ice packs. Takes like at least 30 seconds. So I'm like slogging in my chair. Like someone passes by the door. Oh, I feel God. So stupid. I'm like, help.
Follow me on TikTok.
Follow me.
Fuck you.
My dying wish.
Venom.
Oh.
No, so I like,
you know Venom?
I hate you. You know Venom? That's how he sounds. I do an impression, see? Anyway, I can't feel my legs. Mm-hmm. So she comes back in with 3 ice packs. Puts like one on my neck, one on my side, one on the back of. Anyway, I'm like holding one up. I can barely hold it up. Everything goes numb. I for sure think I'm gonna pass out. Anyway, I didn't pass out, thankfully. But like the worst part about almost passing out is like barely wheezing. So it's like you're essentially like moaning. At least
you're
for
like,
me.
Whoa,
well, not that much, whoa, but like,
flying over your head.
Marbles.
What is that from?
Squid Game.
Oh yeah! Ow! Ow! I just hit my head on the table. Ow!
He's gonna actually pass out now.
He just collapses.
Yeah, I know. He's like, there he goes. All right. See you in an hour.
Oh. All it took was one Squid Game joke.
Yeah. One Squid Game reference and he's out for the count.
One Squid Game joke and then that Scooby-Doo like bump sound. I just fall Jesus on the ground. They're making another season of that, but like I wonder if it's actually going to get like the same like
Scooby-Doo?
Cultural like okay. Let's see who's behind this mystery. Pulls off the mask of that rich dude.
Jeffrey Epstein?
You're canceled!
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for the fucking subtitle people. Goodness gracious.
For these woke kids.
These woke
kids.
What it is.
I don't like this!
Lively, it's funny and you know it. Come on.
It's not you. Funny. I'm
it is!
Up. Eat my ass.
Funny.
All right, pay us more money for.
Yeah, no kidding, no wonder.
Blood.
All the. Well, no, I wouldn't do that.
No.
No. No.
I'm stepping in, no.
I'm kidding. They always, like, blood drives always, like, are in our building and stuff because people like to help out. But like, no, I never will.
Also talk like this.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I was like, are they official blood draws?
Or are they vampires? Sketchy? I got it.
I did it. He wants such to suck a dumb your blood.
Joke. I'm sorry.
It's just one tall guy in the back room, dark.
His hairline goes like comically down.
His ears are really
pretty. Yes. Come over here.
Would you like to help the children?
All the poor children down the street. We can help them now. Come closer.
We need one peck of
pour blood. Your blood into this glass.
Into my ass. I mean glass. I mean, fuck. Anyway.
Lively, stop doing that, dude. You know it's funny. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
no, tell us another liquid poop joke. Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Great, now we're insulting each other. A house divided against itself cannot stand, okay?
It's not been funny. It's been torture. Today,
honestly, let's come back.
Oh my god, Lively.
She's yawning. She's like, when is this going to be done?
No,
I fucking hate this shit. No, I have shit to get out of here.
I have shit to get out of my body, please.
Did you sleep for 2 hours?
How can you even shit liquid? You don't even drink it. This is a failure of an episode.
I'm sorry. I have no energy.
It's not. Okay. So I.
It is her fault. No, I'm kidding.
It is my fault.
Women.
You know it.
All this shit we have to.
Why would you cut that out, dude?
Because people fucking believe it.
No, they wouldn't. They know us. They would. We've been lifelong friends. I don't want to hear it.
So someone came over this weekend.
They what?
What? I'm sorry.
And then I went on a work trip Monday through Wednesday. I got on a 5:45 a.m. flight Wednesday. Came back. I've been in the office since earlier today. Went straight from work to a movie because I was like, I want to see something. And then came straight back here. So my brain has been stretched to its limit.
Wait, your work trip was in Arkansas?
No, so we were pulling up to a... So first of all, there's no place to eat where we were. There's no place to eat. Like, there's no restaurants. There's, like, a McDonald's and a Sonic. And then 5 diners and 5 gas stations. All, like, you know...
Did you want spit in your food?
You know. Did I what?
Did you want spit in your food?
Yeah, that's why I spit in my food. I got nothing. I can't hear. Okay. Sorry.
You're like, only if my waitress is pretty.
Yeah.
Please spit in my mouth, please.
What are we talking about? I'm so stupid. Sorry.
Well, if you go to one of those diners and they just see you as like an outcast and not a local, you just spit in your food.
I didn't know that was like.
But you're
thing.
Like, yeah, I'll okay. spit in my food.
I know, right? I was like, you're like a fly where they vomit all over it, and it's like.
We're back to bugs. You know, bugs.
Time for egg.
Washing their blood on my hot dog.
Yes. What?
Okay. Well.
Dinner ritual.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in the podcast, we're skipping over a few conversation points for the sake of time. You can find the extra half hour of laughs on our Patreon. Again, find all that and more at patreon.com/pecaniopod, so excuse the awkward segue and have a terrible evening.
I know math. Yes.
I know math. That's right, he's graduating.
I went to...
Finally.
You're walking and everything? I guess because you've got the fucking cap and stuff. So yeah, you're obviously walking. That was a dumb question. Sorry. Anyway.
Well, I'm limping.
He's crawling.
Dude, I don't think I explained the story as to what happened. Like why I'm so late to graduating on here, right?
Yeah, I don't think you did. Yeah, go
Wait, ahead. Does, nope. Do you guys know? Yeah, did I tell you guys or no?
Yeah, you told us.
What was that?
Oh, I know, right?
I was growling.
Like, I know.
That was guttural.
Calm down. It's just the demon leaving my body for a spot of tea. Calm down.
My headphones have like subwoofers in them. They were like. They were activated. And I was like,
what's
going on?
It's just like one of those, like, what do you call them? Like, didgeridoo sounds.
Oh, yeah. He's digesting.
Whoa! Mama. Whoa.
We're no, the reason anyway. I'm graduating so late is because my advisor, shout out to my advisor, I'm not going to say his name.
Go ahead. Let's
shout him out.
Fucking
this
end
is
their
an
career.
Anti-shout out.
First name.
F. U.
Pat.
Patrick! We hate Pat!
I don't hate Pat, but he's done a lot of stupid mistakes.
I hate Pat. Pat, you have one job. Here's the deal. To get your fucking kids out of school as soon as fucking possible. That is your one job. When you wake in the morning and after you eat, that's the one thing you're supposed to fucking do.
I've told you that like a bajillion stories about my counselors and teachers just trying to keep me there longer. I swear I have like 170 credits now. And I have no degrees. That's not a joke.
What? How have you not graduated something? Well, she keeps going back. She's like 45. She's like, I've got 1,002 credits.
I just wanted to dabble.
In every degree ever.
I took a German class. I don't even know German.
I took German, Italian 2, Italian 3.
Failed them all.
Guns class, connected to Italian 4.
What did you take, or what happened, Lively?
It's not even like a joke. Like, I've taken a lot of prerequisite classes because what kept happening at like Green River, the college I went to, they were like, oh, you have to take such and such class to get into this class. And then like the quarter I get into it, they're like, oh, we don't require any of those prerequisites anymore. Like the quarter that I just had to take like 3-4 classes and they're like 5 credit classes each. So I just had to wait a full year of doing like 4 quarters to get into a class. And that just kept happening over and over again. So, but now I'm like older and I'm kind of like trying to branch out and apply to jobs that relate to a lot of the fucking classes I've taken.
Yeah.
But I have no degree in any of those.
Are they really going to check? No.
But literally, like, everything I'm looking at, they're like, please, we beg of you, we need help with conservation issues. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And it's like, it's really low paying. It's like,
you don't have a degree. Yeah, we're not going to pay you $3 an hour. You don't have a degree.
Yeah, it's barely like fucking minimum wage. It's mostly like volunteer stuff, right?
And then they don't even want you for that.
Yeah, and they're like, where's your BS? Where's the bachelor's? Where's the bachelor's? In science.
We don't want your piece of
paper. Where's the piece of paper that says you suffered?
And I'm like, we don't want your
volunteer
shit.
Work, dude. Just get out of here.
Kidding. 73, 75 credits in like pharmacy related stuff, but that's a technical degree. So like I can't put that down. I'm like, well, go blah, blah, blah.
Just put technical in like 0.2 font.
Yeah.
When I applied this stuff, I just applied to everything, like, even if I wasn't, like, applicable for it. And, like, all they have to do is not respond to me. So, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
Never got anything back.
What?
You're on a list.
Trump's list. It's really tiny. He pulls it.
Oh, yeah.
Senior Joe Pequenas. Biden,
not Joe Biden.
Must be Mexican.
But, oh, no.
I hate him. Garbage. Build the wall. I am the cause of the wall.
The direct cause.
Yeah, no. My advisor really like screwed me over. I was supposed to graduate in spring of 22, but halfway through my fall semester of 21, he was like, "Hey,
did you take this?
I forgot to tell you to take this class, and you're like 2 months into the semester, so." We can try to have you take it, but you just have to catch up on your own time. And, like, it was, like, midterms week. And I'm like, what? And so he emails the teacher, and the teacher's like, I highly do not recommend it.
Yeah. They're like, you want him to teach himself everything?
Yeah, no, he was like, I do not recommend this. Like, I highly, like, I'm just so against this. I forgot how he worded it in the email.
The counselor
I would like
please?
More money, so I would say that you should come another time. Yeah, definitely do that. Definitely, as long as it doesn't help
you. No, but realistically, I'd just be setting myself up for failure if I go to a class during midterms week and just learn everything in, what, a weekend? No, I can't do it. Like,
no way.
I think with where I'm at now, I would have done that.
Really?
I would have pulled an all-nighter, memorized the entire book, and then fucked myself the next day.
I literally finished the entire Italian course in that one, like, half a week, and I was like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. Thank
Earns
God
half
I
a credit.
Had, like, it was 5 credits. I was like, oh. Yeah, I was
jeez.
Like, oh. Thank God I had like a foundation in it, or else like.
Yeah, I got super lucky. I mean, my advisor was terrible. Like, same thing. Like, I would walk in there, you know, second semester freshman year, just barely getting a grasp on what this all this shit is about, and she'd be like, "So, what classes you want to take?" And I was like, "I don't fucking know. That's why I'm here." I know. Like, I don't know, math two. I don't fucking know the names of shit that I have to take. And so I literally was like, "Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm here." And she's like, "Oh, nice." And then she like,
"You want to take French?"
What do I do now? And she threw herself off the third floor of the engineering building. No,
she's like, "I have to work."
I remember in high school they're always like, "We got to train you because in college they're not going to accept any of this tomfoolery." And then you get to college and they're like, "I had the sniffles, so class is canceled." It's like, what?
I had the exact opposite experience. It was terrible.
In college?
They definitely prepared me for the shit show that was college. Oh, yeah.
College has been, like, laid back in terms of, like, if you just talk to the professors, they'll be like, okay, I understand. Like, just be up front. I mean, I've had bad professors, too. Don't get me wrong. I've had, can I tell you a quick story? Oh, wait, did I tell you this?
Please
the chemistry
do.
Story?
I don't know.
I took a chemistry class, and the guy's name was, we'll just call him Dr. P. And so
Dr. Piss. Ah, yeah. Nice.
So Dr. P.
Chemistry.
He puts up on the board, "Oh, this is the textbook you're going to need. And then this is the homework that you have to buy." And I was like,
"Huh?
Oh, you have to buy homework? Sick. No, dude, love that." And he's like, "It's this author. It's this book. It's this edition. This is the code. Buy that. That's your homework." And we're like, okay.
Wouldn't do it.
So I wrote it that, well, homework was, I think, 20%. So I was like, I mean, might as well.
Good golly.
So I write down the author, the book, the edition, and the little code. And I go to that cute little website that he put on his board. I type it all in. I buy the book, the homework from the book with the author. I checked everything. It was the same exact thing that he told us. I bought it. And then the way that homework works is you have to attach a class to it.
That's how, like, half of my classes are.
Dude, it's terrible. I hate paying. I only had, like, two classes where I had to pay for homework, but, like,
jeez,
that was, like,
guys.
Awful.
No. I've had to pay, and it's so expensive.
Yeah, no,
you can't, like, get
$80.
It used online or anything.
No,
code.
Yeah, no, it literally was, like, $80 or something.
Yes,
terrible.
Yes.
But, like, it's just stupid when homework's, you know, usually from the book. So I enter it into the website to show, like, oh, this is connected to this course. And I get a huge error sign that's saying the two don't match. And I'm like, uh-oh. Because on the website, they have in big, bold, red letters, oh, this is non-refundable. This is, like,
this
is a one-time
code
final
for
purchase.
A fucking online shit is not fucking refundable. We can't put the pixels back, you fucking asshole. I hate everything.
Big, bold letters tell you, and there's all these warnings that you have to agree to the terms and conditions before you buy it. And I'm like, I got everything right. So I enter it in, I get a big old error sign, and I'm like, cool. So I send my professor an email, and I explain, hey, I bought the code. I got an error sign. Is there any way you can help me out? No, I don't get a reply. Nothing. Don't hear from him for a week. So finally, I'm in class the following week. And I go up to him after class and I said, hey, Dr. P, I ordered the homework. I don't know if you saw my email, but I ordered the homework and I got a big error sign. Is there any way you can help me out with that? And he goes, yeah, I've been meaning to change that. That's like the third year that's like the wrong code.
The third?
What?
Huh? What?
He's just using the same slideshow with the wrong code.
Yeah, no, 100%. He said that's the third year that, like, he's forgotten to change it. So I was like, is there any way you could help me out and get, like, the proper one? He's like, I'll try. And I'm like,
I'll try.
Great.
It's your one fucking job, nun nuts. Fucking damn it. This isn't funny. This is gonna be pissed.
So I was like,
I hate school.
So I just straight up was like, okay, great. Thanks. Let me know. And then he's assigning homework every time we have his class. So two times a week we were getting homework. Didn't hear from him. But more homework was being assigned. And now at this point, I'm asking him every single day, hey, did you get the new code? Hey, did you get the new code? And every time he's like, oh, I got to get to that. I'll get around to it.
How were other students doing it?
Dude, I would have called the cops on his house. I would have given them a false crime just to raid his fucking home.
So, finally, he says, by the way, all homework is due this weekend. It was going to be like our first test, and like all homework was due before the first test. And I still hadn't gotten anything, so I said, hey, is there any way I can get the code? And he's like, ah, keep slipping my mind. I'll send it to you tonight. And I'm like, okay, cool. I get the homework, and it's like, each homework is like 40 questions.
40, yeah. and
like 20 homeworks that I missed.
And it's like, if you get one wrong, then you have to go back, and it's like, yeah, yes, yes. Yes,
you know it, you literally know.
Yes, I know exactly the fucking one.
This is terrible. So I'm like, oh, this is fun, and I got 20 of them. So I'm like, you're rushing like,
so
to do it.
So this is literally impossible.
Yeah, no, and like, they all close like within like a day. So I'm rushing to do as many as I can. I got like maybe 3 done, 4 done, but clearly that's not good enough. So I sent him an email and I said, hey, can I get an extension since you didn't send me the code until the day before it's due?
He's like, don't I can't get a reply. Override the...
Yeah, so I don't get a reply. So the following day we take our test. And as this is another thing. I was taking the test and you know how multiple choice tests are. It's A, B, C, D, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Usually a multiple choice test is A, B, C, D. He put A, B, C, D, and then the next one was A, C, B, D, and then the next one was A, D, B, C.
I hate
it. And they were all jumbled.
I need
and I was like,
I want to kill him.
That's odd. So I raised my hand because I thought,
was it
like okay.
A formatting error?
I thought it was a formatting error. So no, I raised my hand purpose. And I'm like, hey. And he comes over and he's like, what do you need? And I'm like, I don't know if you realize this, but like the letters are all like jumbled and the questions. And he smiles and he goes, oh, I know. That's to help the students. And he smiles at me and gives me a wink. And I'm like, what?
What a help fucking asshole.
Students,
and then he walks away and I'm just there like, this guy's
and he walks out of the room.
So now I'm like circling like an idiot on the paper. Like, which ones are my answers? And then filling it out on the Scantron. Now I'm paranoid. Like, dude, what? Because it was just, wait, Dale, did you have Scantrons over there?
Do any yeah, I mean, sometimes. No, I know what Scantrons
yeah,
is.
Yeah, always
Scantrons. Yeah. Okay.
We didn't do them for engineering classes because, like,
well, this
you know,
was my
take
chemistry
us,
class.
Okay, yeah, yeah I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, no, all engineering is written.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two lines of a problem and then the whole blank sheet.
it literally, like, an engineering test is 3 problems, 3 separate pages,
that's what all
one
of
line
my
each.
Friends said.
And then I'm literally writing on my arm and showing him the rest of it that I couldn't fit on the fucking paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so I take that test and I'm just like, oh my god, this guy's actually a psychopath. So finally I go up to him and I explain, hey, is there any way I could get an extension? I sent you an email, but you didn't respond. And he's like, no, I can't give an extension, sorry. And I go, but I got
dude,
the code late, and he's like,
"No, this actually makes me sick."
Yeah, and
then
I said,
"So much
I
of your grade on those."
Yeah, no,
websites.
And I said, "I got the code late," and he goes, "Ah, not my problem." And I'm like,
"Oh, not my problem!"
The board. So, like, now I'm angry, but like, who can I talk to? Because he's the head of the chemistry department.
They always are,
yeah,
aren't
dude,
they? They always are.
I wish I knew about this when this was going on. I would have dropped everything and fucking found a way, dude.
Just awful, dude.
I
mean, this is the same thing that happened to us, and we went to the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, and they figured it out.
I didn't want to make a big old...
I do. I hate him. Can we do it now?
I got like...
Dude, I'm so mad. You have no idea. I'm so mad.
Because
I'm
of the pissed. Homework, I got like, I think like a B- or a C+, but like everything else I got fine. But just that big chunk of homework that I just was getting zeros on, it just tanked my grade. But
This isn't real.
That
I
was like in
it.
My nutrition class where like they messed up on like letting me in and I was the first on the wait list, but they were like, oh, we can't like... get you added into the class on Canvas yet, so, like, you don't have access to the homework yet. And I was like, okay, I'll just, like, turn it in late. And then I was telling the nutrition teacher all about it, and then, like, you know, 2 weeks in, I finally get into the Canvas thing, and I tell her, I'm like, oh, I'm turning this in late because, like, I got into the course late and just got access to it today. And then she was like, no, I can't accept late work. So, like, I got a 3.9 in the class because of that
dude,
one fucking assignment.
Me?
And I was like...
I'm not exaggerating when I say
I'm
this stuff actually
this.
Makes me sick. Like, my stomach has turned.
I was just saying, I can't tell you how many times there's been, like, one instance like that, like, with one assignment. And then it, like, moves your grade down, like, a whole, like, like,
I don't
want to
talk
points.
About this anymore.
Yeah, and I'm like, my GPA.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Story.
hold on. I have a good story.
Go.
So, a new teacher was hired for circuits, to teach circuits at our school.
Oh,
and the guy was a psychopath. Like, he was genuinely just insane. He always, like, he talked, like, badly about himself as, like, a joke, but, like, none of the jokes hit. So out of nowhere, he would be, like, he'd be doing a problem, and he's like, you guys gotta do well in this, or else you'll end up, like, a fat loser like me, and the class would be silent, like, okay, like, what? And he's like, I love buffets. Anyway, and he goes back.
I'm unlovable. Like, my wife left me.
So, he's just sobbing, writing on the board. The tears are wiping the chalk off.
So one thing that he liked to do is he would like to give us quizzes right before class was over, or when class was already over, he'd go over the time. Class would get out at 3:15, at 3:17 he's handing us a quiz, and then he would be like, I have to go, so just drop it off at my office if you take too long, or give it to one of the TAs. Okay, bye. And he would just run out, and we're like, dude, like, yeah, we gotta get on, right, too, what
is,
do you mean?
This it's is
like,
due in 10 minutes, make sure you time stamp it.
He would... He would hand out quizzes, and then he'd run out, and he'd be like, give it to the TA. And I'm like, what? And the TA's like, 5 minutes later, he's like, all right, give me the quiz. And I'm like, I put my name on it. What do you mean? Like, what? But always throughout the entire semester, he didn't put a single grade in, and everyone was freaking out. And we'd all ask him, and he's like, guys, I'm getting a lot of emails about grades, and I'm here to tell you, don't worry about the grades. Worry about learning. And we're like, we're panicking. We don't know how we're doing in this
fuck
class.
Fuck you, motherfucking asshole. So, what a bitch.
So to comfort us, he's like, whatever you think you're going to get in the class, you're going to get one grade higher. And we're all like, okay, we're all going to get D's, right? So, we're all banking on the fact that we're going to get D's, okay?
I'm sorry, and you said your college was laid back?
I had a handful of bad teachers, I'm telling you.
Everybody.
But, like, there's other teachers where, like, when my uncle died, I told my my professor right before we were taking a midterm, and he's like, all right, just, you're good. We'll schedule it later. And I'm like, okay, cool, great.
That never happens. That genuinely never happens.
It happened to me. The guy was a G. But, like, okay, so for that other teacher that was,
see, isn't
like,
isn't it sad
about...
that we're calling him a G just for being a regular basic. Fucking human being? Basic-ass
yeah, right?
fucking
I'm like,
human being.
God, I really wish my organic chemistry teacher did that when I was literally sick and dying. And he's like, I'm going to be in Europe. Sorry. And he left 2 weeks before the course ended.
Yeah, no, so that teacher that was telling us, like, don't worry about your grade, worry about learning. He said, you're all going to get one grade higher than what you're expecting. We don't hear anything. And then, like, the day grades are due at, like, 11 at night, grades are posted. And everything is entered. And everyone gets Fs.
Oh, my God.
No.
So like, just
out of my friends, I think, like, two of them, like, actually passed. But, like, the rest, like... So many Fs in that class. I heard so many complaints from, like, the campus. Everyone
That's
was
like,
oh,
exactly
we're all gonna...
how my one professor was that I complain about all the time, the one that I had to take, like, five classes with. He would never upload anything, and then, like, everybody would have, like, a way lower grade. And they're like, we're all trying to get into med school, sir. We can't have 2.0s when we're getting 90% on our exams and 100% on all of our labs and assignments. And then yeah. He's like, it's based on how much effort I think you're putting in. And we're like, what the actual fuck?
This isn't how funny. Is this legal? Is painful. I hate this.
I remember panicking when I saw that F. So I straight up, I emailed him and I was like, can we have a meeting to discuss my grade? Because I just want to see like what I got wrong or what
oh,
I
yeah,
did badly
like,
on.
What's all this?
And he was like, we can do it during the first week of next semester. And I was like, okay, cool. So I waited a whole like winter break just panicking because I thought
yeah.
I wasn't getting into any of my other classes because I needed Circuits 1.
Because I needed that.
So
yeah,
I go into classic. His office. I go into his office at 8 o'clock in the morning. He just got in. He's carrying his little briefcase. Oh, also this teacher wore flip-flops and he would take them off and just walk around barefoot. That also was a
ew.
Gross thing.
Stinky!
He'd manhandle his feet and then touch the tests. Just terrible.
Ew.
Anyway, so I go to his office.
He was touching his feet too?
Yeah, like he'd watch
his
feet.
That's
the
part that gets the lively.
Ah, dude, sick. No, so like he'd watch us during the test and he'd be like putting his fingers in between his toes and we're just like, Just foul. Anyway. Oh, and he would like step on people because he's like walking through the aisles.
Wait, what? You mean what? He'd step
like,
on
purpose, but he'll be like walking through the aisles. But like he's barefoot and people just have like his bare toes like on their shoes.
Ew. I would never be wearing open-toed shoes to that class.
You said ever. Step on people. Like, I thought you meant actual people. Like, he took a running start and then, like, stepped on the desk and then someone's face and then the light fixture. Like, I thought this dude was fucking Spider-Maning around the whole room.
You know what's crazy?
Spread toe clenching people's faces.
Dude, at that school, I've had two teachers wearing flip-flops, which is, it's weird, but, like.
It's too many.
I don't like that. I don't like people that wear flip-flops with suits. Not a fan.
If I had a nickel for every time someone wore flip-flops teaching school, I'd only have two nickels. But it's weird that it happened more than once. Or whatever the thing is.
It's also weird because, like, of the area you live in, I feel like it's not flip-flop.
Like, well, it is, like, during the summer, but, like, this is winter months and he's out.
Are you being feetsist?
Feetsist?
I feel like that was a feetsist comment lately.
I'll say that I'm proudly
feetsist.
You know what? I am. I'm foot phobic. I'll say it. Hate him.
Feet
hate him.
Whoa. Daniel's like, me? I'm simply built different.
Cutting this out, I guess. I literally made a video yesterday about eating a toe as a joke. Did you not see that one? I stitched a video where someone, I don't even know what the fucking dude was. Like, he's like a surgeon for something. And the caption that he put was, when the toe comes off with the sock. And he's like him with a sock. And he's like, what do I do? Like, falls over. And so I stitched it and I was like, wow, squeamish, huh? I would have just, and I toss an ice cube in my mouth and just.
That's horrendous.
Literally, the comments of people were like, stop.
No. Enough foot content, please.
Dude, the comments were funny. It was funny. Yikes. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, so I went to that dude's office, and I just full on was like, hey, what did I do? And then he starts yelling at me, dude. He's like, you don't have any right coming into your getting defensive and raising your voice. And I didn't raise my voice. I just was
questioning. Then I shot him. I got.
No, I was like, hey, I just want to know what I got wrong. And he's like, you have no right. And he's like pointing at me. And I'm like, what is going on?
I hate this.
So he's like, let's pull up your final. And he pulls it all up because he's like, that's what you did really bad on. And he's like, he said I got so many zeros on all these problems. I think the final was like 7 questions or maybe 6 questions. But he said I got zeros on like 4 of them. And I'm like, there's no way I got zeros. Like, I filled that whole thing in. And so he pulls it up on Excel and he's like, yeah, look, you only did 2 of the problems on the final. And I'm like,
what the hell?
I did all of them. And he's like, well, I have the finals right here. Let's look at that. And I was like, okay. So he pulls out the stack of finals. He looks for my name.
And it's just a different Nick.
And he's like, I think I would have been a mass murderer at your school. Goodness gracious.
So he looks at one. He's like, this one's done. See, but this one, and he flips it and there's work. And he's like, oh. And then he looks at the computer, and then he looks, and he goes, oh.
Fuck him.
So what he was doing.
What a fucking ass.
So what he wasn't
looking on the backs of anyone's
No, it wasn't papers. That it was the back. Whenever you entered in a 10, whatever program he was using, because it wasn't Excel, it only took 1 digit. So he put 10, but the 0 would replace the 1. Huh. So the problems that I got 10s on out of 10, just swiped them out, and I was getting zeros.
What a jackass.
And he did that on everyone?
I guess so, but if you didn't email him, you would have just been out of luck. So I just saw it in front of him, and he's like, oh, no, this one's good. Oh, this one's you did good on this one. Okay, so, and then I passed with, like, a D-. So I was like, I'll take it, dude. Just get me out of here.
I would punch that man. He would be friends with my one teacher who was, like, who called me sneaky. What he said,
sneaky. To be fair, you are sneaky, so.
No!
He wasn't wrong.
He's like, going behind my back. You're going
you
behind
wabbity
my back.
Wascal.
Yeah, and he's like,
sneaking around corners and shitting yourself.
And I was like, sir, you know how many times we tried to have meetings with you, but you would just dip out 10 minutes earlier, you would come 10 minutes late, and we
would
come
what?
10 minutes.
Usually that's a good thing.
You would show up to class 10 minutes late.
She hates me. I know she hates me.
But I love it.
She didn't deny it.
Yeah, that teacher, I would have had a 4.0 for the longest time, but he he bent me over and tore me a new one for fun.
Okay, well, nice.
Yeah.
Sneaky, anyway.
Very sneaky.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, let's end this. Let's end the college topic on a good note.
Wait, I didn't finish the advisor story. I'll be quick.
Yeah,
I'll be quick.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, yeah. I'm talking about Pat.
Yeah, we talking about Pat, dude.
Pat, the fucking dick.
And he was like, you got to come back next semester and take that one class in the fall. You couldn't take it in spring. It's not available in spring. So now I'm here this semester. Oh, fun fact. I wasn't going to graduate. He just straight up didn't add me to the list.
What?
Dude, Pat for sucks.
The win. Pat for the win.
Suck my ass, Pat. Goodness gracious.
So, that was like, telling you, my advisor said that where I was like, I took a class that was literally called humanities and they were like, you don't have a humanities credit. You can't, you need to take a humanities class to get this degree. And I was like, and then she was like, oh, my bad. And she was like, oh, my bad. I put the humanities credit under a different thing. And then
I put the humanities credit in the trash. Sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops. I hope everyone on this podcast knows, if I haven't made it clear already, I hate colleges. Anyone that donates money to colleges, you're a fucking idiot. That's all I can.
I'm going to donate $100,000 to Purdue and have you have a building named after you.
No, the dean told me that. So can I, okay, all right, sorry, continue with your advisor story, because when you're done, I've got one to round it out.
Just really quick, you know how they email you about graduation? Usually they send you stuff, information about graduation.
Like, if you want to graduate. Like, I still get emails to this fucking day about framing my fucking diploma.
Oh my God.
So I received nothing. I haven't heard a thing. This semester, when I went to like his office at the very beginning of the year, and I was like, hey, can you just do my graduation audit one more time? I just want to make sure I'm set to graduate. And he's like, well, it takes a while. I can't just do it right now.
Oh, suck and I was my like, ass, dude. Fucking damn.
Like, isn't it just a matter of like looking at the classes?
It's your job. Like, it's his fucking job. Fuck.
So I was like, well, when you get to it, can you let me know? And he's like, yeah, I'll let you know. And so like a week later, I get an email.
Oh, God. But you can do
it. A week later, I get an email and he goes... Stop. A week later, he goes, you're all set, with a little thumbs up. Okay, cool. Great. I never heard anything about graduation since then. And I started to panic when it was like just becoming.
The man literally just sent you a text and said, you're good, sitting in his recliner with popcorn in his hands. Fucking kernels of corn in between his toes. I better text this man.
No. Eating with the toe. Yeah. Oh my God.
So, sticking his foot in the microwave and having him pop in between his toes.
Just an open microwave. Two waves escaping. So I didn't hear anything. So I straight up sent him an email and I go, hey, graduation is coming up. Is there any way I could be sent all the information regarding the steps to take towards graduation? Because I've heard nothing.
Yeah, and like, then everybody else is getting commencement info.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. So 4 days later after that, he replies to this and goes, I CC'd then the person who's in charge of the graduation stuff. And that was it. Like, I CC'd, insert this name, and then they're in charge of the graduation stuff. And then they don't reply. Whoever he CC'd didn't reply, so I'm like...
I mean, like, how are they supposed to know if all they did was, like, just send a random kid's email that says, hey, I was wondering
CC'd.
About...
CC'd Pepe Sylvia.
So,
yeah.
So I email back and I go, "Can you confirm that I'm on the graduation list?" And he replies like,
"No.
The person I CC'd on that email is in charge of all graduation things. Please email them." Dot dot dot. I'm like, what?
Dot dot dot.
Why are you giving me that?
The condescending.
Like, my stomach is upset hearing this story.
So I email her. And I go, hi, I just want to confirm that I'm added to the graduation list. And then, like, 2 hours later, she goes, okay, I just added your name to the list. And I'm like, so I wasn't even added. Great.
You're like, it was that easy?
Great, oh, fantastic. Great. If I didn't email, I wouldn't have been graduating.
And then so when she goes, we're burning Pat's house down.
No, stop.
I'm not joking. No. I've got so many ditches out here, we can put them in.
Stop. You're gonna be put on the list, dude.
Good. If it's a list for killing Pat, put me at the top of the fucking list. Bold letters, bitch.
I am
bitch.
Pat's enemy.
I am Pat's singular enemy. If he has a family, they should fear me. If you see me on the street, walk the other way and run. Two Pat, conflicting
if
commands.
If Pat has a million enemies, I am one of them. If Pat has one enemy, I am one of them. If Pat has no enemies, I am dead.
I am Pat.
If Pat...
I'm Pat.
If Pat is dead, I killed him.
I am Pat.
If Pat has an old mother in a hospital... Oh, if I say that shaky motherfucker.
So all I gotta say is make sure she doesn't have any pillows next to her bed.
Ooh, you better not have any IVs because I'm blowing bubbles in that bitch.
Oh my god.
Whoops, that was wrong.
You're blowing something.
He's like, what? Grandma, stay away from this person. Goodness.
Yeah, no, so... I wasn't even added to the list. And then she goes, okay, you got to buy your cap and gown. Here's the link. And I click on it. I had 2 days to buy the cap and gown.
They're like, you had to buy it yesterday.
Yeah, isn't it wild? You have to buy the caps and gowns.
Yeah.
Is that not insane?
$55 for a cap and a gown.
I can't believe they don't have like a return system.
You would think. You just like get it. Walk
no, away. Why would you think that? Because they want your fucking money.
Well, duh.
Dude, colleges is the easiest job for people to sit back and collect money. The professors, the deans, the people that run the shit, it is the easiest racket ever. No, and they sit around and act like they fucking care about you. And oh, we love opportunity and let's fill up our fucking... Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to give this kid a degree so that they can have a minimum wage job.
No, straight up, they were like, okay, did you want to add a frame? And I was like, how much are the frames? And she was like, well, we have two. There's one with the diploma frame, and there's one with the, it's a little slot to hold your tassel. And I'm like, okay, how much is the one for the tassel? And she's like, $215. And I'm like, for a frame? What? It's more than the cap and gown?
I bought, I have both my diplomas sitting in front of my computer at work. $50,000 each, this piece of paper sitting in a $2 Walmart frame. And I fucking love it. Yeah.
It's in a manila folder.
Somewhere.
It's just me. It's just a picture of the diploma sitting on my
under a pile of like bills and like junk mail.
And then that picture's like Xerox.
Because we're in debt. Oh my gosh, I hate colleges so fucking
much. Yeah, I wasn't even on the list until...
I could spend a whole... This is the college episode.
This is the college episode.
Wait, what are we titling this? We Hate Colleges?
Yeah, We Hate College. Frick school.
Yeah, yeah.
If school had a mother,
and stay out of
she'd
school.
Be dead.
If school has a million enemies, I'm...
No, I'm never going to school. Fuck
yeah! Better not come to school.
Whoa!
I'm gonna kill. I'm gonna kill school, huh? Uh-huh. Dude, what? Huh? Anywho, moving on. I'm definitely on a list now.
Like, you know how my mom said she wasn't really scanning through stuff like very thoroughly. She was just kind of skimming the qualifications people had. She had to deal with a lot of the gossip mill was going on because. One of her employees were not there, and he was like, oh, I have a stomach ache, I'm going to go home early from work or whatever, and that was like his alibi for this situation. Apparently he had been stalking his baby mama, and somebody let him know that his baby mama was going on a date with this guy she had been seeing or talking to or whatever, right? So they went in somewhere, and then the second they came out, he was like so enraged with the situation. He had his ski mask on. So like this was premeditated, right? Because he got off of work and went straight there and was like, I'm gonna do it. And he put on a mask and went right up to the car and shot the guy right in the head in front of the girl and then shot the girl. The girl didn't die immediately. So he panicked and rushed her to the hospital while she was like unconscious and she was like in critical condition. And I don't know how she's doing now, but yeah, my mom got a call the next day and was like, hey, can I get some information about this worker? Like, what were their hours like that they were working? And basically, like, my mom was like, oh, no, they weren't here for the shift. They went home early. And, like, the detective was like, oh, interesting. That.
And then, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And they're like, and can we get information about this employee as well? Apparently the baby mama was an employee at the warehouse as well, but she was through a third party company, like their janitorial staff. So my mom didn't have information on her and didn't know her, but that was how somebody at work knew her. So one of the other employees texted him and was like, hey, I see your girl with some guy. And yeah, he wasn't at work because, not because he quit or was fired, because of murder, and he,
Well,
oh my god. Right, we'll see you next week when there's
more murder. Madly scrolling for a fucking, oh, I got, let's just move on, complete 180. I hate to talk about me, but,
sure.
It's a funny story. I got recognized at church. Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No, yeah. So we were like, it's a new like class or whatever that you have to take is to be part of like the singing people. So it's first day. You're meeting people around the table. Everybody's nice. And the dude next to me, his name is Daniel. We're like, aha, my name's Daniel. I'm going to do a handshake. And the handshake lasted a little longer than it should have. The handshake lasted a little longer from his side than it should have.
Daniel knows the handshake.
And I noticed. I was like, what's up with this? Like, let go. And then at the end of the time...
And then he pulled you in and like stared directly in your eyes.
I know who you are.
So
we are.
He pulls me in close. Like he pulls me in like a brotherly hug and he goes, Eddie. Whoa.
Yeah, he's like, we are. And you're like,
Daniel.
I am Daniel. I don't know about you. I could have just completely gaslit this kid. That would have been terrible. But so, no, at the end of the night, like, he was like, you look really familiar. And I was like, oh? Like,
oh, I get that a lot.
I'm not thinking social media. Well, because, like, no one recognizes anybody from TikTok.
I've got the handsome good looks of a movie star.
And then he
points
like,
at like a picture of Jesus on the wall. And he's like, that right there! It's you!
Dude, if I was going somewhere that had one of the white Jesus pictures on the wall, I'd fucking leave immediately. Oh my gosh. Anywho, so he was like, oh, I know. And I don't know if he was trying to fish it out of me or if he was actually thinking this, but he was like, you look like this guy that he meant it like you look like this person, not like I am. But he was like, you look like this dude that does, like, impressions. Which I know some people that do impressions that kind of look like me. So I was, like, still like, oh, really? What kind of impressions? And he was like, oh, like, Nigel
like,
ones.
Cocky,
those are
son
funny.
Of a bitch.
He was like, the Nigel impressions. And, like, those are the ones I do. And I'm like, okay. I was like, yeah, that's me. And he was like, and I was like, and then I killed him.
Yes.
And then I prayed for forgiveness.
Yes.
I pulled him in tightly as I stabbed him and whispered it in his ear. It was me.
Yeah.
It was that guy who was on TikTok.
Yes. You're like, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you.
Right as Nick looked away. My audacity went.
It was just a coma.
Oh. We're still going to get taken down now because of that. Thanks.
No, we won't.
Violence. Now, if the white guy was holding it, that's a different story.
Just blur it out.
It's my pee-pee.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the hinge and everything. Makes it really helpful. I got a WD-80 in my penis. WD-40. What the fuck? What's WD-80? Super
tax,
slick.
Tax form?
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I was saying. I was like, what?
You gotta do what?
WD-40, like, loosens up the door. WD-80 creates zero friction. No friction.
This is my moneymaker right here. I gotta put it on my taxes.
If you spray it on a car tire, it'll go off into the moon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay.
So you're worried about the
next
COVID
topic.
Oh, that was the end of the story. I thought you were.
That's all I had. No, because then we all left. That's all I had.
Great,
yeah.
Lovely story.
I've got nothing.
My
brother asked me if I wanted to go see Bill Burr because he was gonna be in Bloomington. And there was like an extra ticket. So I went to that and hadn't seen him live.
That already happened.
Yeah, no, that happened already. And it was hilarious because, I mean, it's Peoria. It's like the middle of nowhere, right? So, I mean, half the jokes are like I tried to remember him to write him down. I can't remember, but he was like, what do you all do down here? What do you all do down here? Kiss your rooster goodnight? You know, like that kind of stuff. It was so funny. Uh-huh. But like the problem was, and I saw someone write an article about him and they were being a little pissy, but they made a good point that they were like, you know, that like he doesn't quite call out the dumb people. Like he's making fun of Trump and stuff, right? And all these things. But he doesn't like he does it in a way that's like not, he doesn't want to lose that demographic, you know, because he knows where he is.
I was just going to say, there's like a bunch of people from like Massachusetts, like Boston area who are like pretty conservative. And they're like, we're the bro guys. We're the bro guys. Yeah. And we like him. We're just trying to drink some brewskis with the boys.
And like, it's clear that he doesn't like Trump. And it's clear that he thinks they're all racist and stuff like that. Like to me. But like...
To me.
You know, the way he's saying the jokes, it's like he's not quite calling people out, you know. So I'm like, yeah, I can see that. But, I mean, I laughed a whole lot. I thought it was funny. But that's all I have there.
He was on Monday Night Football the other day, and he was roasting the
head. Yeah, he does a lot of sports stuff.
It was a Pats game, so, like, he's a big, like, Patriots fan. So he was just on there with the Manning Brothers, like, Monday Night Football show, and they just kind of, like... They just randomly have people come on there, and I don't know, he was being really funny, and he was just like, he's like, what's up with this, like, people say the Patriots are cheating, what with the ball sizes and the, like, deflating it for the weights, how much is that really gonna change the game? How much is that really gonna change the course of the game? And then you have the Astros over here who are winning the World Series, and they went and they actually used something where they were actively caught cheating and doing something that would change the course of the game, and they still let them win, and nobody ever talks about it. And what? not this season, but 2017, yeah. But, like, they're, like, known cheaters, and everybody's like, oh, we love the Astros! And I'm like...
fuck them. I don't watch baseball because I want to live a good life, so... What a waste of time.
The Astros were the ones that kicked the Mariners out of the playoffs.
Yeah, and they won the whole World Series, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty salty about it.
I figured. He's been in everything, though. Like, the intro for him, I completely forgot that, like, he was like, and he's from Breaking Bad and from, you know, Disney now. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
fuck,
yeah.
I forgot. He is in all that stuff.
Star
like,
Wars, huh?
And he's a good actor. He doesn't seem like someone that would be, like, a good actor, like, emotionally.
Isn't that crazy how comedians are, like, now getting hired for serious roles?
I know.
I love that. I love that kind of stuff. Like genre, like, it's always the comedians that are the best at playing that flip side. Like, Robin Williams is the bad guy in Insomnia. Fucking terrifying.
Spoiler!
I don't think it's a spoiler. I think it's kind of out in front. Like, Jim Carrey doing serious stuff is always really good. What's the other comedian? Oh, Adam Sandler. I do not like Adam Sandler comedies, but he is a great dramatic actor.
You don't like Adam Sandler
comedies? No. They're dumb. Funny enough, though, the one that everyone says they hate...
They're dumb!
You don't like grown-ups, too?
The one that everyone says they hate is Ridiculous 6. That's got like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Does not deserve a 0%. It was kind of funny. I will give him that.
It was kind of funny.
He also doesn't talk in that movie. I also don't remember much about it.
Pretty
sure Taylor Lautner was being like super offensive and things, but like there were a couple jokes in there. I was like, all right, that's pretty good. Like they had a whole bit on baseball. I thought it was kind of funny. But
baseball, haha!
People are going to come back and be like, there was...
I know that game.
That's the stick game.
That's ball stick game.
That's the cricket one with the bugs. No.
Yeah, yeah. He was
Uncut Gems, and he did that base basketball one too. That was a good one.
Oh yeah, I heard that was good.
I don't remember what it was called. Ball. I don't remember what it's called. It's on Netflix.
Another ball.
He's a really good dramatic actor. I'm like, no one let him go back to the comedies. I just want to see more of this
What's
stuff.
What's wrong
really
with good. You?
I don't like
You don't
him.
Like Happy Gilmore?
Jack and Jill.
Why would you... Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. We're going to talk about Adam Sandler comedies, and the first one you reference is Jack and Jill, the worst one of them
Click.
All.
He's got a couple good ones. I'm not saying I hate them. I'm just saying they're not the ones I think are great.
Your
I don't think
the
exercise is talented.
For that was they're dumb. That's the point.
It's you can't turn off your brain.
Turn off your brain, lose some brain cells, turn it back
No.
on. Yes.
No, they hurt my face. It's, that's fine.
Don't you want a reason to leave reality for a little while?
Laugh yeah, I want it to be funny.
When you talk like this,
exactly.
He is funny. I just don't think a lot of writers like give him good fucking jokes. But I know he writes a bunch of the stuff too.
There yeah, I was just gonna say that. I was like, hold on a minute.
I thought it was sad that like I thought Hotel Transylvania was actually pretty funny, and then like he was like, I'm not gonna be in the fourth one. It was like that one. Oh, that's like the one you don't want to be in.
How many Transylvania are there?
Is a fourth?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I can tell.
You're gonna criticize me for not knowing about Hotel Transylvania, but I can't criticize you for not liking a dumb movie.
Okay, mostly dude. Because the ads were the everywhere because it was Amazon. So I mean, they were infiltrating every fucking thing I owned.
The ads for those were the worst because it was like the mouths of the fucking CGI characters would be moving, and then it would just be the dialogue saying like, oh, go see this movie on October 4th. And I'm like, yeah, that's what they're fucking saying in this scene. Yeah. Yeah, it was
Julia's like, that's not what they're saying. Wait a minute.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves when it's like totally, totally off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they
you
couldn't
would
even
not
like
Godzilla movies.
Well, no, that's
you
fine.
You would not like our podcast highlights.
No, it's not what I mean. It's just like
so out of sync.
It's when it's like the stupid ads where I'm like, they put literally no effort into this because it's like a kid's thing. So like they're like,
it's
kids
like their mouth opens, the whole sentence comes out, and then it closes.
Yeah,
watch
yeah.
the movie.
I would rather have them do that than have them like do something animated like this and like they're clearly turned and talking to someone else, and I'm like.
If
why?
The animation is expensive. Be grateful.
Yeah,
no, so
why couldn't they have
the
one where they're like turned to the camera, like face forward? It's always the worst shot.
Every time they talk,
watch
they turn
the
around
movie.
So their backs are facing the camera.
If I make a movie, what? That's what I'm going to do, just to spite you.
Come see. Oh, Phineas.
Come watch the movie.
Yeah, that's what you have. I wish they did something like that.
Fuck you.
No, I brought it up because so I saw a trailer for it. Like, I don't know if the fourth one's any good. I thought the first couple were good. Hotel Transylvania's. The fourth one, I was like, yeah, that's Adam Sandler. No, well, so I found out he didn't do that one, and that's actually Brian Hall doing an impression of him. I listened to it again. I was like, no way. I mean, he sounds exactly like Adam Sandler. That is wild. But so good for him because it's him with a bunch of the same other cast. I mean, it's like, I don't know who else is in it. Mila Kunis and... What the other dude, Adam, fucking, what's the other Adam from SNL?
Adam knows everything.
Yeah, that one. Well, actually.
I used to love that show.
That was such a good, I liked that one, yeah.
Adam Sandler? Adam
Driver.
Yeah, that one? No. It's his birthday in 2 days.
Oh, fuck you.
By
do
the
I
way,
give a shit?
You should.
I'm gonna
He's
DM
almost
him.
40.
I'm going to DM and be like, there's this girl I know and she hates you. She wanted to wish you a happy piss day.
Yeah.
Send him a picture of you. This girl, she hates you. He DMs you specifically and goes, I think you're a piece of shit.
I'd be like, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lively would thank him.
She would be slobbering. She would be slobbering over that. Thank you. Thank you.
That's all I've ever wanted you to say. Yeah, I'm like...
Achieves massive orgasm.
Yeah, exactly.
Lively, why are you screaming in the other room?
This is the greatest moment of my life. When the Burberry ad came out, my brother was like, have you seen it yet? And I was like, I've been waiting until I could have alone time. And my
when
brother was
what?
Like, what?
Wait, when the what came out?
The Burberry ad.
When the Burberry hero
they said
ad.
The Angry Birds ad came out, and I'm like, he's an Angry Birds.
Oh, great. Wouldn't that be a movie? Which one would he be?
All of them.
Yeah. Which one has, like, the biggest beak?
Angry Birds 4 is all just Adam Sandler doing different voices.
Oh, Driver, Driver.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
I'm going to blow up.
Dude, I would pay good money for that.
I would too. That'd be pretty funny.
All right, Adam, we're going to hire you for 2 hours, sit in this recording booth, and just say everything on this
page. He doesn't change his voice for any of them. They're all just completely different shaped birds, and he's just like,
I'm a boomerang. Yeah. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
I like that one clip of Adam Sandler. I don't know what show it's from, but he's at like a school party. And they're like, Adam Sandler, what are you doing here? And he just goes, I'm just waiting for them to play Gangnam Style.
What's that from?
It's like a Disney Channel.
It's so funny. It's one of my favorite clips. You've not seen that one? It's so funny.
I've seen that one. I didn't know what it was from.
Just waiting for someone to play Gangnam Style.
People say I sound like you. Like, just talking normally. I'm like, all right, I'll take it.
You need more New York accent.
People literally think I look and sound like people that look and sound nothing like me. I don't understand how people make these connections.
More oversized basketball shorts.
True.
I would dress that way if I was that rich.
Where it was like Adam Sandler walked so Billie Eilish could run.
he wears 5XL everything.
Yeah. He wants comfort.
I know.
He wants what?
Mm-hmm. What kind of fort?
No, I don't think that would stand up quite straight.
He went into a random IHOP, and then the girl didn't know it was him, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, that's gonna be like an hour and 45 minute wait, and he was like, never mind. And then she, like, somebody was like, why'd you just tell Adam Sandler to leave? And then she was like, huh? And then it was like the security.
Wait, Jack and Jill's my favorite movie.
Yeah, it was just the security camera of the IHOP server, like the hostess being like, no. And then he's like.
That's funny. Dude, no, I would. Wouldn't that be great to just, you're so rich you don't even give a shit? Like dressing like Jerry Seinfeld, like wearing like the same black suit jacket with a new pair of tennis shoes. That must be great.
I feel like Jerry smells. I don't think he's washed that thing since the 90s.
Bologna?
Smells ripe.
What's the deal with my ripe dick smell?
What's the deal with deodorant?
Oh, who uses that?
Oh, his hair is like a nest in this show. I bet it would smell. Yeah. That's why I shaved it off.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
No more grease.
No more boids in there if there's no hair.
No fleas.
No.
Anyway, let me just get on my private jet with my comedian friend.
He's like a feral animal.
Dude, straight from smell to worms.
I felt bad. I watched one of his specials on Netflix and like it was genuinely like painful to watch.
It was bad. Dude, his stand-up sucks, but he's really funny on the show. I don't understand
how that works.
The show was made by like Larry David, so like it makes
the actual funny man.
Yeah. But to credit Jerry though in the show, like a lot of it's just his mannerisms and him being a dick.
His delivery.
I find really funny. Yeah, the delivery, because it's just, I don't know, and that does not translate to the stand-up for some reason. I can't get through his stand-up.
I try to watch his most recent special on Netflix, and I genuinely was like, is there something wrong with me? Like, this is considered one of the best comedians of all time, and I genuinely was... No. He starts it off with like, no one wants to be here, and I'm like, what? Like,
I guess not.
People paid like hundreds of dollars to watch you? Like, I'm pretty
when
sure...
you put it that way, I guess I'll leave.
He was like, you had to get in the car, you had to drive over, and I'm like, why are you
out of all the shows I wanted them to continue, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee was really good, I thought, and he's really funny in that, like, and that's just him.
Isn't it just conversations?
Yeah, it's basically this, but funnier, you know. Yeah, and like, not about heard. You know, abusive teachers and, you know, murderous people at Kroger.
Okay, if we could interview people, we would have fresher, funny scenarios, but instead we're like, who wants to hear my life's trauma?
Yeah, we need to get some guests. We need to go, let's go straight from my brother to the guy that won the Oscar for best short film.
I'm meeting Young Gravy next week, should I ask him?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dude, you're like, I yeah? I don't even know who he is, but I have him.
You're like, I will suck his pee-pee.
I would suck his ass for 10 minutes of screen time here. Dude, just shoot him a Zoom link. I'll give you a Zoom link. Just give it to him. We'll print it to a QR code and you'll slap it right on his chest. Follow this. How'd you get on my plane?
Damn, gravy.
So I transition. Uh-huh. Planes. What's the deal? Thanksgiving.
Gravy.
Oh, true. Anyway, planes. Uh-huh. No, I just wanted to say this because there's no room for it. So have you ever sat an emergency exit in a plane before?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never gotten this talk before. It was hilarious. I'm trying not to laugh, but like, so I get on the Southwest plane, and like, no one's in the biggest, like, spacious row next to the emergency exit. I'm like, all right, I'll sit here. And then as the plane's starting, she's like, okay, it's your guys' job now to evacuate the plane if we go down. You have to say yes if you agree. Say yes if you agree. Say yes. You've agreed. I was like, fucking what? This is real?
This is
like,
too much responsibility.
Like, so what if I say yes? The second that plane goes down, if I just bop my way out the window, like, who's gonna fucking track? And you're like, he said yes. The passenger said yes. Like,
so like,
it's my responsibility? What? Where are you gonna be? I don't understand how this works.
So she's like, say yes. You have to say yes. And he goes,
why would we have to fucking say yes? It's so dumb.
He goes, yeah. And she goes, no, I need to hear a yes. I guess for legal standards, you could be like, I just said, like, I was.
There is no legal stance. There's no.
I don't know. I
didn't say yes.
Yeah.
So what if everybody on the fucking plane said no? Like, what are you going to do? Not fly the plane?
You gotta swap out some seats for someone that's willing to help.
Probably. No one said it, though. If no one said they were willing, what the fuck would you do? You just sit there, go through everybody in the plane?
Yeah.
I don't fucking understand it. It cannot be legal. There's no way that, like, that would actually be a binding agreement.
Get out. Get out.
You don't get
I'm not gonna fucking coax people out of... What do I have to do to coax people and help people out of the plane? There's a hole in the plane. Walk out the hole.
I mean, like, they have to jump on that little stupid slide, so you're gonna help the little elderly lady sit down.
I'm not fucking helping her sit down on the fucking inflatable.
She's like shaking.
I'm like, come on, Grandma, let's go.
Daniel's gonna hop out of the plane with a knife, like, in his hand, go straight to the inflatable.
I slide down, no one else.
No one else.
Only I'm in the ocean.
I look that stewardess straight in the eye with my blue eyes, and I'm like, I'm gonna open the door, and I'm gonna shut the door in front of you. Then I'm gonna disinflate the inflatable. Then I'm gonna blow the plane up.
All right, another list.
I can be on there. I'm already on their list.
So is my dad. Anyway.
Wait, like, what? Who?
They're like, he's brown. Get him out. Special search.
No.
Literally every time with that, like, ever since 9/11 happened, they always pull my dad aside and they're like, yeah, we
gotta go. They're like, I have a feeling this guy did it.
Yeah, no. They're like, we gotta pat you down. And then they're like, huh.
There's not a plane in here. What the fuck?
Okay, well, good to go, I guess.
Seriously,
they're like,
damn.
Surprise, surprise.
I'm up and down.
Wow. We didn't find an AK-47. I'm sad.
There's no bombs in his ass. I guess you gotta let him go.
I guess I should reach farther. Actually, we're gonna do a full colonoscopy in the back. Yeah.
I'm not even using a glove. We don't have any.
Wasteful.
I'm saving a sea turtle.
Oh. Dude, you know, I've watched them full on just reach inside old ladies for that stuff. I don't. It's too much. I don't understand.
What?
It's literally a 90-year-old lady, and it's just like their hand is in her vagina. I'm like, bro, she's not carrying a bomb, and if she is, like, that's pretty smart. Got it. Not gonna lie.
That's pretty smart.
You like that?
That lady's not carrying a bomb. I am. Whoa. In my vagina.
I think for women, part of it depends on, like, how loose-fitting, like, their outfit is. Like, if you're wearing, like, leggings and, like, just a t-shirt, they're gonna be like, all right, I can't see any lumps that look suspicious.
Billie Eilish gets called out every single time.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're like, you?
Like, that's not where you... Since when has a gun been hiding in the sag of your fucking sweatshirt? Are you kidding me? Like,
in between the titties.
That's not how 9/11 happened. It happened in the 80s.
Isn't that crazy how they used to smoke on airplanes like back
then? Yeah, that's wild. And now they ask me to turn off my phone. Does anyone put their plane on airplane mode?
I do.
Their plane?
No, I don't. Who gives a shit?
The plane is already on airplane mode.
Damn, I hope I get a signal.
Relax, dude.
I
want to see it fall.
I hate colleges. I do.
These people are just trying to see their like family, like they're going to a funeral. They're like, oh, we have to go to another state. And Daniel's like, I hope this plane crashes.
Yeah, I hope this
You're going to meet your mother again.
I have a satellite phone. I'm like, we are going to just land this right in the middle of the ocean.
You whip out like three other phones. You're like, I want to see. Oh, I want to see.
It's got the dial-up sound effect.
He's got a beard.
He's got a beard. No. No. Oh, no. Dude, that would suck going to... Yeah, deep note there, Daniel. Yeah, thank you.
So, are you willing to help?
No.
No, are you
willing?
Dude. I'm laughing at her. Like, I'm not laughing at her, but like I'm smiling because this is like, the most ridiculous thing. You think I'm going to help?
You fool.
I'm going to, actually, now that you asked me for help, I'm going to do all my best to make sure no one gets off this plane except me. I'm going to be pushing people over. Shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Baboon.
Hey, a baboon. So I mean, I said yes, but it was, I don't know. That was interesting. It was the fucking Bill and Hillary Clinton airport. I was like, of course, there's no one working.
That's
here.
What it was called?
Yeah, it was, and they had pictures of them everywhere, and I'm like, they couldn't pick worse pictures of her. She's just doing her little, like...
Which airport is, like, the lizard people conspiracy?
My husband fucked another person. Like, we Colorado? Covered that.
Huh? Yeah, I think it's the Colorado one or Denver.
One that has like the Lucifer horse.
The Denver airport, like.
Dude. There's curses with that one. Yeah, we've talked about that one. There's like a bunch of background shit.
Supposedly the like Freemason, like dude, they there's have, like a doomsday bunker below.
There. Oh yeah.
Not only
that,
there's like a box from the future that like says like don't open until 2024 or something. But it's from like 2070
something. Close.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's 2024, but it's like, it's close.
Everyone they open it in front of like everybody in the city council, like microphone ready and everything.
Edison Reyes,
like,
president.
It's just a bunch of slurs, so I'm not going to read this.
They open it up and it has like the permafrost and we all like get like, and we get like a disease and like.
Oh, a new disease. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
No, they open it. It's just like dick and balls.
I'd be like, nice.
I'd probably giggle pretty hard at that. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, wouldn't that be? Why didn't anyone think of that back then?
This is from the future.
Yeah, why didn't anyone do that back then? Like 1950? Why didn't anyone draw dick and balls and be like, this is important. No one opened this till 2024. Wouldn't that be hilarious? That'd be
fucking
great.
Let's do it now.
No one gives a shit now, but yeah.
Yeah, they will.
There's a time capsule in the arch.
3000.
If you put it in an important enough place. People will be like, this is important.
My ass.
Spread them.
There's a time capsule in there.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to buy some Skittles in the self-checkout line.
Please stop staring at me with those eyes. My gosh, I hate those eyes. Anyway, should we read patron notes and never do this episode ever again? So, Kamikaze Jaguar. What? It's our patron's name. Don't make fun of it.
Podophobia is an intense fear of feet. That's what I have. Okay.
Podophobia. You don't have a scare of feet. You just hate feet. That's the difference. It's called feetsophobia.
No, I'm scared of them.
Daniel, keep those away from me. Pull the dogs out, Daniel. Let's test this theory. Stop! Oh.
He said, it's gone, okay? Shut up.
It's gone. And then he just whips it right back and he's like, huh?
My feet are very damaged, though. Every race that I got done running cross country, I'm pretty sure my feet were bleeding. It was a good sport.
Oh my gosh. Your shoes. Yeah.
Nick, you look like you're going to, like, you got like a cigar. You're like, I'm going to start playing some tunes.
You know that photo of like Hannibal Buress in like the coffin? And he's like, yeah.
Hey, now you should be on Bite.
Yeah, bro.
I know the app for you.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Please.
Fine.
No one's going all the way. We're 2.5 hours in. Please.
All right. More. Kamikaze Jaguar. First note. What is the first shortest? Note. What is the shortest, loudest sound everyone can make? Wow, you already did it. Fuck my ears. Don't actually fuck my ears. Stop.
He's moaning. That's the loudest. Yeah, do your burping growl thing again.
I can't do it on command. No, because I can recite all 50 letters of the alphabet in a single second. That's, for some reason, that's going around TikTok.
That was a pretty good impression.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The second note is create a new phonetic alphabet as a team. I don't know what phonetic means. What does phonetic mean? Do I have to look that up? Is phonetic like sound?
Sound, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me look it up. It sounds like Minecraft sounds. Yeah. Don't do that one again.
Bang. Marbles.
Who invited this guy?
Marbles. It's just farts with reverb and then bruh.
I heard that Daffy Duck sound today without like the echo on it. It's so funny. You know what I'm talking about? The one that was a big meme that went around where it was like, your son looks like a girl! And there's an echo at the end of it. You've not heard this.
Got my penis
so funny.
Stuck in the car.
It's stuck in the car door. No, it's a funny one. Okay, I'll send it to you because it's absolutely
fucking hysterical.
Wait,
okay, Lively, where did that meme come from? Because I know that's clearly not in the game, but like...
I don't know.
C-Clan. Oh my goodness, that's a lot. Actually, no. Okay, here we go. Pequeño, I don't mind that you forgot about the noted thing, even though it's the biggest reason I'm paying you money, and it's like you're effectively stealing directly from the mouths of children, my pets, and my whore girlfriend. I do accept your apology, don't get me wrong. I really want you to understand that I don't mind that you took my money through use of trickery and deception. As penance, tell me the most embarrassing story you can on this podcast right now. Real quick. Oh, that's the next part of it. Okay, so most embarrassing.
I shit in the shower yesterday. It's bad.
You know it's bad when Lively's most embarrassing story repeats every 2 days.
Wait, was that for all of us or just for...
I think it's just for me. Because I'm the one that forgot about the notes. So.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. Never mind.
You'll have to work for mine.
It is like stealing money. I feel terrible.
I've never shit in the shower before in my life, and it blasted everywhere.
You say that like all the rest of us have.
You know what? Surprisingly, I've had a good amount of friends who have done the stomp waffle.
The what?
Well, I'll just stomp it down the drain, dude.
Ew.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Ew. Stop. No.
Yeah.
Ew. Most embarrassing story. I have so many. My embarrassing stories aren't like.
The most violent that you feel ashamed at night.
Well, but like, I was actually talking to my therapist about this today because like.
Oh no!
Lately, all of a sudden, like, one of 30 core traumatic memories continues to keep popping up in my head. But it's not embarrassing. It's just that it sucks. Most embarrassing.
That one's too traumatic. That's not funny embarrassing. Embarrassing.
I act embarrassingly and I don't really care. I don't get embarrassed. I just get sad because people make fun of me. Like, there's nothing embarrassing about it. It's just people being dicks. The one time I was actually, right off the top of my head, that I can remember being embarrassed in front of people. Oh my gosh. I deserve to say this though because I forgot about the notes. Senior year of high school was the one good year of high school I had. I was like, I had good friends. Homecoming and prom was great. I went with my best friend. We had a fucking blast. I made the homecoming video. I edited the homecoming video, which was the funniest. I mean, like it was so cool sitting and watching everyone howl laughing at our video. Like, I'd never heard people do that before. Great stuff all the way around. Our homecoming video was good. We made a tribute to a kid that in our grade that died years back, and the mother was like came up and like sobbing and thanked me and things. Like good things all the way around. And then I'm in one of these classes where they're doing like the senior superlatives, you know, and we're like sitting like talking about who should be what. When one of them comes up as like most likely to ruin your day, and people are like, oh, I think it should be, you know, this person because and not that they're wrong, but I was like, I'm the only person that I'm like, hey, I don't really care who gets this. Like, it's just mean. Like, even if it's deserved, that's even like worse just because like we don't know what they're going through. Like, can we just like toss this one?
And they were like, now it's you.
And they were like, yeah, dude. Anyway, moving on. Like, the teacher's there for this, right? And anyway, like, they decided on somebody that, you know, probably would have found it funny. I don't think it wouldn't have hurt their feelings, right? But anyway, so we get to the actual, like, night. So prom, I'm riding off the high of everyone liking one of the videos, you know, dressed up, looking good, you know, all this stuff at my table. And someone that didn't even know about the superlative that had bullied me for years was like, we're going to all go in and make sure you get most likely to ruin your day. And I was like, haha, funny. And then it's prom and people are reading the superlatives and whoever's reading them, like, kind of like the note in the hallway, like they didn't know until it was like already there. But they were like, most likely to ruin your day. We're not even paying attention. We're like talking at our table. Most likely to ruin your day, Daniel. And we all were like, and like, so I like had to shrug it off like, and like, haha, stand up and be like, don't stand, you know. And I could
like
see.
That's like a Disney Channel like bullying scenario.
Dude, it was, I was so fucking crushed. And like, I could see the table with that dude that I hate. Like they were all sitting there just howling, laughing. And I was like, you know, so I don't know. That was kind of, that was embarrassing. And then like afterwards though, the cool thing about that was though, if there is any silver lining to that. Well, so first of all, I got mad at the dude that like did it and he got mad at me for being mad. And then I apologized to him. So that's where I was at. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I got mad at you for doing something super mean and unnecessary. Because I was a pussy. Anyway, so, but after that, though, like, we were graduating, because this is prom, and, like, a bunch of people that, like, I didn't even, like, know that well, that were, like, popular, like, cool people that were, like, nice and stuff, were just, like, coming out of the woodworks, like, you know, I thought it was just me that, like, I thought, like, I took it, the joke too hard, and I should have just thought it was funny, and a bunch of people, like, came up to me personally, and they were, like, yeah, that wasn't funny, and you don't ruin people's day, so, you know, don't listen to that shit. And I was like, wow, like, that was a good feeling to, like, end on. Like, several people had said it. I was like, oh, that's cool. I kept a couple of those because I was like, that's nice. So it's a good way to, you know, end the humiliation story. Anyway, moving on with the note. Real quick, who do you think would win in a fight, Homelander or Sheen? Keep in mind that Sheen has literally conquered a planet. Google planet Sheen. My at is free Dogecoin. Click here. Oh. I love the way that he formats these every time. I don't know who Sheen is.
Oh my you don't God. Know from Jimmy Neutron?
I guess I'll Google it. Homelander is the one from The Boys show, right? I still need to see the show.
Yeah, you should watch that. It's pretty funny.
I really need to see it. I know I'd like it from the way that everyone's talking about it.
Because
oh, Sheen
up.
Is the kid.
Oh,
the dumb kid.
Shane.
Got it. I didn't know that was his fucking name. I only know Carl Weezer, so...
Yeah, isn't Sheen Latino?
Yeah,
I
think
so.
I always just thought that was so random.
I haven't seen the show.
How dare there be a Mexican in that thing?
Well, now I'm not going to see it.
I don't know.
I want white scientists.
He's not a scientist. He's
just a genius kid, yeah.
No. He's just a moron.
No, Sheen is the
No, no, no. I'm talking about Jimmy Neutron's friend. Or Jimmy, he's the friend to Jimmy Neutron, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I guess we got three. I don't know. I'll read the first one and we'll go in there. And then we have to translate it. Okay, so I found three tongue twisters in French on Google. You can try to say it. Un pastillier qui pâtissant chez une tapissier qui tapissant demandait une joie au tapissier qui tapissant. Var en melbatisse, chez un tapisse qui tapisse. Tapisse chez un tapisse qui
tapisse. Tapisse.
We translate it, it's just like balls, balls, dick and balls, dick and balls.
Dick and balls.
Okay, next one. Can you read it, or is it too small?
You want it, Nick?
Lively, you take it. I'll take the longer one.
Un chesser un sacon chasser due saver chasser son chien.
Do it, savior, chaser sans son chien.
So poetic.
Okay, say, is it, what is that? What's the second one? Is it say or
say? Say, I think. Because what's, how do you say, like, do you speak English and French? It's like,
I don't
say
know.
Say la vie. Say la vie is one. Yeah,
yeah, so que c'est crevant de voir crever une crevette sur la crevée d'une.
This crevice is really crevicing.
Crever dans une crevasse. Or crevice. Dude, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for butchering your language.
Well, I'm not sorry.
I'm not.
Look at it. Okay, look at it. It's ridiculous.
Take that, Frenchies.
Here's the problem. I have to type this in manually, I guess.
wait, Dale, do you have your phone?
Yeah, just use Google Lens.
Oh, yeah, cool. Google Lens has it. That's a good point. Yeah, that is cool, isn't it?
Oh, the future.
Oh, the future
is now, old man.
The future is like right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is so cool. Ah, this is cool.
Have you never used this?
I have. It's just really cool every time. It's so cool. Okay, a pastry chef who baked an upholsterer who upholstered.
Okay, let's start.
A pastry chef who baked an upholsterer who upholstered. One day asked the upholsterer who upholstered, is it better to bake an upholsterer who upholsters or an upholsterer and a pastry chef who bakes?
Oh.
It's a good question.
It's a good question.
What it means is that the Americans can go fuck themselves. That's so cool. Too bad it's not right, but it's cool.
Too bad it's not right.
Damn, that's a lot of words. Too bad I'm not reading them.
We should send back tongue twisters in English.
Knob on my knob.
Knob on my knob.
I don't know the song.
Are you just biting on it? Not on my knob.
Oh, this one's not
now
working.
Now I'm in pain.
Okay, this one is a hunter who knows how to hunt must know how to hunt without his dog. All right.
True that. Really spitting. All facts, no printer.
All facts, no printer. Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's just slurs. No, I'm just kidding.
No, no.
It's exhausting to see a shrimp burst on the tie of a man who has died in the crevice.
Are you serious? What does this mean?
Bro, what does this mean?
It is
you gotta tell me what this means.
All of that translates to just that?
Yeah. Tune in next time to find out what the fuck that shit means. Hey, you know what I mean? Alright, well, that's all. I am starving.
Go eat.
Bro, I'm about to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some peas and an apple and some
all
pears.
Together.
All in a blender. Right, no, we'll I'm actually going to make some eggs, actually.
Good.
Oh,
wait, so we have poison, to end every poison. Call by me saying something terrible, don't we? Is that what we're doing now?
I thought you were actually farting for a
second. I mean, too. Like, I was like, that was way too rude. I was like,
what's happening? Great.
I was like, could you imagine?
I just shit myself and end the call. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I was like, could you imagine he was farting this whole time and then during the one moment of silence, that's when we could hear it?
He like tries finishing it up faster, so it goes. All right, Daniel.
Weirdly enough, I have nothing terrible to say.
What?
Yeah. No. So we just, I had a phone call with my therapist like an hour before this or 2 hours before this. And we basically talked about how we basically talked about how all of these traumatic memories for me keep resurfacing every 5 minutes at night all the time because I'm seeing everyone in my life grow up beyond me and that I'm stuck someplace where I don't want to be.
I hate you. I hate you.